Well, here we are in the aftermath of the election. No more campaign ads on radio and TV. No more blithering nonsense misinformation on social media. Whew. Somehow I think we will manage to survive in spite of all the dire predictions from across the spectrum. Now we can settle down and get back to work. I saw a global survey that says Canadians average more remote work days than any other country. The qualifier is that the survey of 16,000 people in 40 countries only included those who are college or university graduates, so it doesn't represent everyone. Researchers said they targeted this group because, quote, they are more likely to work in positions that have the potential for some work from home. Okay. The research suggests Canadians work from home an average of 1.9 days per week. Working from home was most common in predominantly English-speaking countries, Canada, the UK, US, Australia, New Zealand, and Ireland. The countries that ranked lowest for remote working were Greece, China, Japan, and South Korea. Employees who are parents were found to be more likely to split time between home and the office, while those who didn't have children are more likely to work either completely remotely or else in a completely on-site capacity. Our children have been adults for some time, and to be honest, I prefer working on-site at our radio stations. I can and do work from home from time to time, but I thrive on the energy and atmosphere of the workplace. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.